36 airmen in the active duty Air Force, Air Force Reserve, and the Air National Guard have filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court in Omaha, Nebraska, challenging the legality of President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate on service members in the Air Force. We've got the full scoop. We've got the attorney representing them next on Generations. I'm Adam McManus, in for Kevin Swanson. My guest is Chris Kobach. He's the general counsel for the Alliance for Free Citizens, a group that's been around for only a year. He has served as the Secretary of State of Kansas between 2011 and 2019. He was a law professor at the University of Missouri at the Kansas City School of Law. And he also was an informal advisor to President Donald Trump on both election and immigration issues. And right now, he's running for Kansas Attorney General in the primary that's coming up Tuesday, August 2nd. You can learn all about him at chriskobach.com. That's spelled K-R-I-S-K-O-B as in boy, A-C as in cat, H. Chris Kobach, spelled B-A-C-H.com. Chris, a delight to welcome you to the airwaves of Generations.
Great to be with you, Adam.
This is a very exciting lawsuit in the sense that it seems so much of a slam dunk for liberty and freedom and righteousness. Why any administration, Democrat or Republican, would ever dare to think about firing 36 airmen who are as uniquely qualified and trained as your clients is outrageous. Let's take a step back and ask, why is this even still relevant? I mean, we have come out of a two-year process when most places no longer even require the masks much. I mean, even the airlines themselves have petitioned President Biden to end the mask mandate there. Restaurants and churches and everywhere else has opened up. Why is President Biden digging in his heels on mandating a near universal vaccination mandate?
Well, President Biden seems to be motivated more by ideology than by science. You know, the decision to force vaccinations upon the country was acknowledged by the White House chief of staff as a quote unquote workaround back on September 9th or September 10th when the president announced his flotilla of vaccination mandates using OSHA and using all kinds of federal agencies to vaccinate wherever they can. That was an ideological push, but now the science doesn't support it. The CDC, a few months later in November of 2021, recognized what all of us in the American public had come to see, which was plain in front of us, that the vaccine doesn't prevent a person from getting COVID and it doesn't prevent a person from spreading COVID. Well, the entire premise of forcing 100% vaccination in the U.S. military was that it was to stop the spread of the disease within military units. That scientific justification is now completely blown out of the water. There's no justification for it. Fast forward to today, we have 36 airmen who are on the verge of losing their jobs in the U.S. Air Force, and they're not the only ones. They're just in our plaintiff group. There are thousands, approximately 4,000 members of the Air Force who are saying, like our plaintiffs, look, we have good faith, sincere religious beliefs that tell us, no, we are not going to get the vaccination because it is conflicting with our religious faith.
Is that reason behind the faith-based objection to the COVID-19 shot premised on the fact that the vaccines have used aborted babies to develop them?
Each of the airmen's expression and description of his faith-based reason is a little bit different, but that one is a common one among most of them. That, of course, with the 139th Psalm and many other portions of the Bible telling us that the Lord created us in the womb, these vaccinations were developed and tested using aborted fetal tissue. That is a big one for many of them. Others base their rejection of the vaccine mandate on scripture that the body, of course, is the temple of the Lord, and that injecting something that's not really properly called a vaccine, it's more of a genetic therapy with its mRNA elements to it. And then, of course, there are some reports that it can even work backwards and affect a person's DNA. Regardless, that this is an element that should not be injected into one's body consistent with one's Christian faith. And then there are others who have simply been praying about it, have felt led by the Lord, or they should not do it. those are three common elements.
My guest is Chris Kobach. He's the general counsel for Alliance for Free Citizens, representing these 36 airmen. Some are active duty Air Force, others Air Force Reserve, and others Air National Guard. Now, I want to drill down a little bit on who they are. 17 of your clients are pilots, and most of them fly the Air C-135 reconnaissance aircraft out of Nebraska. I was intrigued by the capability of the RC-135 reconnaissance aircraft. First of all, tell me what is the purpose of that aircraft? And secondly, how much does it cost to train each one of those 17 pilots?
So the purpose of the RC-135 is it's a surveillance aircraft. It is either the most sophisticated or one of the most sophisticated surveillance aircraft in the world. These are the planes that are right now flying over Poland and flying over the Sea of Japan. And they have the ability to look not just directly below them, but look out 300, 400, 500 miles away from them. So they can surveil what exactly is happening in a very specific way on the ground in Ukraine. They can see what's happening in China. It's an aircraft that has all kinds of high technology surveillance equipment. Translators fly on board the aircraft and translate Russian, translate Chinese, and immediately send the intercepted messages down to whoever needs to get them in real time. So it's an incredible aircraft. The cost to train an RC-135 pilot, according to a RAND study commissioned by the Air Force a few years ago, is $5.5 million.
Wow.
I was blown away, Adam. When I saw that number, I knew it would be a significant cost. But $5.5 million, using that as an average figure for the pilots in our group, 5.5 times 17 plaintiffs is $93.5 million invested in their training. It's time as well. So the Air Force is about to fire, discharge these pilots for expressing their religious faith. And this is at a time when we have international threats all over the globe threatening the United States. And we're talking about the Air Force just kicking these guys out of the service for no good reason.
And yet, Chris, I would add that the Biden administration, at least on the surface, claims that it's taking the Russian threat seriously. But if they fire the pilots who gather the intelligence on Russian activity and the translators who interpret that intelligence and the cyber warfare operators who defend the United States against these Russian cyber attacks, I guess we're not to take Biden's claim seriously that they are using every possible resource to monitor what Russia is doing.
That's exactly right. Think about this. They're not taking our tax dollars seriously either, because we have paid that $93.5 million. And if you multiply it out times all of the Air Force pilots who are being fired, it's, I'm sure, well over $1 billion in training that is being thrown in the trash. And it's not as if the Air Force can just go out and hire some Southwest pilots and say, hey, guys, want to fly these sophisticated military aircraft? No, it takes years to train new pilots and to spend the money again to train new pilots. And here's another point, Adam. Many of our pilots have already been deployed since COVID started, and one of them's deployed right now overseas. So the idea that somehow because the pilot hasn't taken a vaccination, he's not deployable, even the Air Force rejects that because they are deploying them. So it's complete nonsense to say that, well, these guys have got to be kicked out of the military. They're no use to us because they haven't taken the vaccine.
Aren't they taking regular COVID tests to determine whether they have the virus?
Yes. In fact, the Air Force has adopted a policy right now while they're processing all of these requests for exemptions. They have a policy. Well, if you haven't taken the vaccination yet, you're tested weekly. Well, I would point out that a person who has been tested within the last week is far less of a threat of transmitting COVID to you than a person who had the vaccine 6 months or 6 weeks ago or 6 hours ago. We know the vaccine doesn't stop you from getting COVID from that person. But if the person has been tested and he's negative, I'd rather hang out with him because that person we know poses no threat. So the Air Force has an alternative that it has been using and is perfectly fine, but still they are insisting on making these men and women get the jab when their faith does not permit it. It's extraordinary that the guys and gals who are fighting for our freedoms, our constitutional freedoms, are themselves being compelled to sacrifice their freedoms upon pain of losing their job by the politicized leadership of the U.S. military.
We're going to take a quick break. I'm Adam McManus in for Kevin Swanson. And when we return, we'll talk to Chris Kobach of Alliance for Free Citizens about the 36 airmen and their request for a religious exemption to the COVID shot in light of how many exemptions have been granted by the Air Force, you're going to be stunned by the answer. Stick around.
Are you wondering what the future holds for you and your family? During uncertain times, we know one thing for sure. There's an abundance of opportunities waiting for us as we carry out the mission of God in taking the glorious gospel to the ends of the earth. And it starts with our kids. Join us this spring for the Homeschool of the Future online summit, a week-long boot camp targeted to help us stay on mission. The event is loaded with world-class speakers, including Dr. Al Mohler, Michael Ferris, Heidi St. John, Ken Ham, Rachel Carmen, Vodi Bakum, Todd Wilson, and so many more. And it's all free, April 4th through 8th. Register now for a week that will refill your vision, refine your strategy, and recharge your energy for the mission. You can sign up for free today. Just go to homeschoolsummits.com/event. That's homeschoolsummits.com/event.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm Adam McManus in for Kevin Swanson. I'd love to hear from you by way of email. Send that to adam@theworldview.com. That's adam@theworldview.com. Chris Kobach, my guest. He is the former Secretary of State of Kansas, 2011 to 2019, law professor at the University of Missouri at the Kansas City School of Law. He was an advisor to President Trump in election and immigration issues and now serves as general counsel for the Alliance for Free Citizens, a relatively new group. I teased the exemption rate that the Air Force has granted and denied. It's pretty stunning. But there are, interestingly, Chris, two categories related to this. And before we get into those numbers, I think it's important to put on the table for our listeners to fully understand that, legally speaking, you believe the airmen have a strong position based on two things that demonstrate the government should have a compelling government interest in refusing to make the exception. What are those two items?
Well, first is our First Amendment, the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, which protects all of our right to freely exercise our religion. And the second is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993, which Congress passed and Bill Clinton signed after a Supreme Court decision that seemed to narrow the Free Exercise Clause a bit. Congress stepped up and said, no, we're going to give federal statutory protection, and we're going to require what's called strict scrutiny in legal terms. If any government action that restricts your freedom has got to be justified by a compelling government interest, which is the strongest kind of interest, and it's got to be the least restrictive way the government can achieve that interest. And in this case, the way you frame the question is, do they have a compelling government interest in not granting exceptions for these airmen? And the answer is clearly no, especially when the government has granted over 3,000 medical and administrative exemptions.
According to the Air Force's own numbers, published on March 1st of this year, just last month now, the Air Force granted how many medical and administrative exemptions to the COVID shot mandate?
2,980 on March 1st. And the number keeps growing. It's probably around 4,000 now.
All right. In light of the nearly 3,000 medical and administrative exemptions that the Air Force granted as of March 1st, how many religious or faith-based exemptions have they granted at that point?
At that point, I believe they were at 18. It's about 23 now. But we have learned that the religious exemptions they've granted were actually cases where the airmen filed both an administrative exemption. He was going to be retiring within 6 months, or he was eligible to file one, but he filed a religious exemption. And so the Air Force said, well, we've got to grant some religious exemptions. This guy was going to be retiring anyway. Let's go ahead and grant it. So in other words, they're trying to create the impression that they have granted a few religious exemptions. But even if you were to consider all of them valid, and their latest number is 23, that 23 is 0.4%. So 99.6% of the time, if you file for a religious exemption, the Air Force is going to say no. And the only times they're going to say yes are superficial, because you are going to be retiring anyway.
And to clarify, you're not saying 2,300. You're saying 23.
Yeah, I'm saying 23.
That's nothing. So 99.6% of the airmen who have filed for a religious exemption from the COVID shot have been denied. In fact, 4,637 have been denied. Only about 18 to 23 have been granted. And as you've said, most of those were on the verge of retirement and had filed a kind of simultaneous administrative request at the same time.
Yeah, or the Air Force saw, oh, look, this guy's going to retire. He would be eligible for an administrative exemption, so we'll just go ahead and grant it.
Wow.
But where airmen are making a pure religious claim, saying, look, I object to this vaccination on my faith, the Air Force is saying no 100% of the time.
All right, so let's take a step back. What is going on here? Is it that President Joe Biden, who claims to be some kind of faithful Catholic in a very loose sense, he obviously is pro-abortion and pro-homosexuality, so it reveals that he's not terribly serious about his faith at all. What's really going on here? Is it that he himself is personally hostile to Christians, or is it that the liberals who are pulling his strings, as the marionette he clearly is, are just trying to make a power grab and they can't stand the conservative Christian ideology that's represented by the religious exemption request?
I think it's probably the latter. This is just me guessing based on what I see in my opinion of as I evaluate the people around Joe Biden. Either way, there is very little respect for the expression of faith in one's decision whether to take the vaccine or not. They seem to discount it out of hand. The military is discounting it out of hand. They're issuing form letters to the servicemen, the airmen and airwomen who are being told you're going to get kicked out of the military. The letters all look the same. It's as if the military is not even considering their expression of faith. The military is just rejecting faith-based exemptions out of hand.
I love how you concluded your op-ed column at Breitbart.com, and I would encourage our listeners to Google that. The headline is, Airman Lawsuit Illustrates the Madness of Biden's Vaccine Mandates, that Chris Kobach, my guest, wrote. The closing paragraph is absolutely beautiful. Two sentences long. It says it all. It's a travesty when the very men and women who defend our Constitution from external threats are seeing their own constitutional liberties trampled. Welcome to Biden's America. That says it all.
Yeah, unfortunately it does.
You've got a way with words, and I love the stand you have taken. I am curious as to what the latest is on all of this. You filed this lawsuit, I believe, in early March. Where does it stand now?
We filed it on March 8th. On March 18th, we filed a motion for a preliminary injunction, which is a motion asking the court to give us at least intermediate relief while the case is being fully decided and litigated. We are awaiting the Department of Justice's response to our motion, and then once it's fully briefed, we hope to have a hearing in April. The full case would take months later to finally be decided.
So two follow-up questions. Number one, there are a group of Navy SEALs who won a preliminary injunction in federal court in Texas that was sustained by the Fifth Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals in early March. If they're successful, does that help your particular case?
Yes, it does indirectly. So the cases help each other. Each time a federal judge somewhere in the United States recognizes that the First Amendment rights of members of the military protect their decision not to get the vaccine, it influences. It's not binding. So, for example, the Texas judge's decision regarding the SEALs isn't binding upon the Nebraska judge's decision with our airmen, but it is persuasive.
Okay.
And the judge may say, I agree for the same reasons that the judge in Texas reached his decision.
Final question. If indeed your 36 plaintiffs are fired, including the 17 pilots, each of whom the military has invested $5.5 million to train, will they be eligible for any of their benefits, or do they lose everything?
Good question. So in the case of some of these airmen, they've been in for 18 years and they're approaching a 20-year mark, or they're approaching some other mark where their retirement benefits are significantly greater or they gain those benefits. in those cases, the Air Force isn't saying, okay, we'll let you stay in so that you can gain your full retirement benefits. The Air Force is saying, no, we're kicking you out, and we aren't concerned with what financial impact that has on you. So many of these airmen are not only going to be losing their jobs, they're going to be losing a ton of retirement benefits as well. These airmen want to finish out their careers in the military. They have devoted themselves to serving the United States, whether as a pilot or a cyber warfare expert or a translator. When you make your career and you plan on that retirement, if the Air Force suddenly kicks you out because of your religious faith and also deprives you of that retirement, it's adding insult to injury.
I think of Peter when he was told to shut up and sit down and stop talking about Jesus after Jesus's ascension, when the Roman authorities were especially threatened by his preaching, and 3,000 people came to Christ in one fell swoop one day. And he said in Acts 5:29, I would rather obey God rather than men. Is that the underlying biblical principle here at play in light of the fact that aborted fetal cells have been used in the creation of these different COVID shots, and also the concern about the body as the temple of the Holy Spirit, and they're concerned about medically the impact of what this might do to their body?
Yes, others have been deeply in prayer over this issue and have felt that they have been led in prayer not to take the vaccine as well. So for all of them, it is a very sincere expression of their faith. And for all of them, they are willing to lose their jobs if they have to. In other words, they're not just requesting this exemption just to see what happens. They have all said no, they are not going to take it under any circumstances, even if the rule of man means that they must lose their jobs, because they are holding to their faith first and foremost.
Well, I would encourage listeners to consider donating to this new group, Alliance for Free Citizens. Their website is...
It's AllianceForFreeCitizens.org.
AllianceForFreeCitizens.org. And for those of you in Kansas, Chris Kobach is running for Attorney General on Tuesday, August 2nd. I'd love to get your feedback about my conversation with Chris Kobach, the attorney for these 36 airmen who object to taking the COVID shot for religious reasons. Send your email to adam@theworldview.com. That's adam@theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus, in for Kevin Swanson, as we lay down a vision for the next generation.